This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Israel says its troops have entered Gaza's second largest city as intensified bombardment sends streams of ambulances and cars racing to hospitals with wounded and dead Palestinians. The military says its forces are in the heart of Khan Yunis. The United States is imposing a visa ban on Israeli settlers engaged in West Bank violence against Palestinians.
The State Department announced on Tuesday that it is beginning to impose travel bans on dozens of extremist Jewish settlers in the occupied West Bank who have been implicated in a series of recent attacks.
We have made clear we think that when the facts support it, people should be prosecuted if they've committed acts of violence. And so we've taken the actions that we, the United States government, can take.
State Department spokesman Matthew Miller says the action is coming now because the Israeli government has not taken sufficient action to rein in such violence. Steve Herman, VOA News, Washington.
Nigeria's President Bola Tinubu on Tuesday ordered a thorough investigation into a weekend military drone attack that killed at least 85 people. That includes women and children in northern Kaduna. We get more details from Reuters' Alex Cohen.
The figures are from the National Emergency Management Agency, though witnesses said more had died. Tinubu called it a bombing mishap, which he said was very unfortunate, disturbing, and painful. The country's army chief apologized for the airstrike and promised to pay the hospital bills of those hurt. It hit residents of the Tadun Biri community, who were participating in an annual Maulud Muslim celebration.
European Union Home Affairs Commissioner Eva Johansson is warning that Europe faces a huge risk of terrorist attacks over the Christmas holiday period. Comes days after a man stabbed a tourist to death and injured two other people with a hammer near the Eiffel Tower. This is VOA News. U.S. Republican Senator Tommy Tuberville, who has blocked hundreds of military promotions for months to protest the Pentagon's payment of abortion-related travel costs, said on Tuesday he would lift his hold on some of them. Reuters' Freddie Joyner.
I have the happy duty of asking unanimous consent that the Senate consider the following nominations en bloc.
Shortly after Tuberville's announcement, Democratic Majority Leader Chuck Schumer took to the Senate floor to confirm hundreds of the stalled promotions.
All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed no. The ayes appear to have it. The ayes do have it.
Since there were no objections, they all went through. The reversal was welcome news to the Pentagon.
A top U.S. law enforcement official is warning lawmakers that a failure to renew key surveillance authorities before they expire at year's end could put Americans in danger.
With time running out, FBI Director Christopher Wray pleaded with lawmakers to renew the controversial surveillance authority and not give an advantage to China, Iran, and other U.S. adversaries. 702, also known as Section 702 of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Act, allows the FBI and U.S. intelligence agencies to gather the electronic data of non-Americans without first obtaining a court order. Intelligence officials call the provision critical, allowing authorities to uncover terror plots, track drug shipments, and even uncover war crimes. Jeff Selden, VOA News, Washington.
Protests in New Zealand. VOA's Mercer tells us why.
Prime Minister Christopher Luxon leads a centre-right coalition government with the Libertarian ACT New Zealand Party and the populist New Zealand First. Luxon said Wednesday's demonstrations were unfair for a government that's only been in office for a week. The rallies organised by Māori politicians have coincided with the official swearing-in of Parliament in the capital, Wellington. Demonstrators say more anti-government rallies are planned in the weeks and months ahead. Phil Mercer, VOA News, Sydney.
Russian President Vladimir Putin will visit both Saudi Arabia and the United Arab Emirates as Dubai hosts the United Nations COP28 climate talks. This is despite facing an arrest warrant from the International Criminal Court over the war in Ukraine. Neither Saudi Arabia nor the UAE has signed the ICC founding treaty, meaning they don't face any obligation to detain Putin over the warrant, accusing of being personally responsible for the abductions of children from Ukraine during his war in the country. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.